AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
President-elect Donald Trump pouring on the charm tonight in Hershey, Pennsylvania, the latest stop on his thank you tour.
Thank you to the incredible people of Pennsylvania. Thank you. Thank you. This is the first time the Republican Party has won the state of Pennsylvania in almost 30 years.
Facebook is getting serious about fighting fake news.
There have been fake political stories, celebrity hoaxes, stories about unproven cancer cures. Facebook says it will focus on what it calls the worst of the worst offenders and will partner with outside fact checkers and news organizations like the AP to sort out what's real and what's not. Facebook is also making it easier for users to report fake news. Stories that flunk the fact check won't be removed from Facebook, but they'll be flagged as disputed, which will force them to appear lower down in people's news feed. I'm Ed Donahue.
Dylan Roof, a white man, was convicted today of killing 9 black churchgoers in Charleston, South Carolina last June as they studied the Bible together. Felicia Saunders, who was wounded but lost her son and aunt, says things could have been different if Dylan had only reached out to them.
He said he didn't have any friends. He had 9 friends sitting in the church that night. If only he had waited right after we said the prayer, we would have all gathered around him and find out his needs, his wants, and invite him to come back.
I'm going to say that my thoughts are sort of medieval, and I really don't want to comment on that part until after the saints.
Tyrone Sanders lost his son. This is AP Radio News. A Texas judge has ordered a school district to restore a decoration that includes a Bible verse recited by Linus in the 1960s TV special, A Charlie Brown Christmas.
The Killeen School District ordered nurse's aide Deidre Shannon to remove her poster that shows Linus saying, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. School officials feared that violates bans on religion in public schools. But Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sued, saying a state law prevents schools from silencing a biblical reference to Christmas. The Houston Chronicle reports that Judge Jack Jones has now ruled the poster should go back up, with an added line calling it Ms. Shannon's Christmas message. I'm Steve Coleman.
Banks led stocks higher today on Wall Street. The Dow gained 59 points. The S&P picked up 8 points. The NASDAQ rose 20. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
Save.